The long-awaited deadline to fund SEPTA expired at midnight as the Pennsylvania State Legislature continues to haggle over the budget. Last night in Northeast Philadelphia, State Senator Joe Picozzi and State Representative Sean Daugherty attended an open house where both leaders had a chance to talk with constituents about the debate over transit funding. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
State Senator Joe Picozzi. So,
Picozzi was met with jeers when he was introduced during the event after presenting a plan to fund SEPTA earlier this week. The GOP-backed bill would add $1.2 billion over 2 years into state transit from unused capital money. Daugherty and other Democrats say it's not a long-term solution to save SEPTA because those funds are already earmarked for necessary system and safety upgrades. Picozzi said the money would act as a bridge until a longer-term solution is found.
This is a real offer, and we'll see. At least both chambers have passed new bills. Bills that are coming closer and closer together.
The House passed its own version of the bill on Monday, which included money to fund SEPTA and other urban transit systems in the state. Doty said he was disheartened that the Senate didn't even consider it.
You can't put a Band-Aid over a bullet hole. Our bill would fully fund SEPTA separately for years to come without raising anyone's taxes.
SEPTA says it has no choice but to move forward with cuts starting August 24th, which also happens to be the day before the first day of school in Philly. Without permanent funding, SEPTA says it will increase the base fare from $250 to $290 next month. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.